Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Detroit Lions are making people, I don't know, excited. There's some things out there in Las Vegas, John, that you've pointed out that are might make people want to make some little wagers.
Make a wager
before the season starts.
You got $20. Maybe you want to lay it down on the odds to whether it's to win the division, win the NFC, possibly win the Super Bowl. So Caesars came out with their odds for over under win total, and their odds for each of the three events: the Super Bowl, winning the NFC for the Lions, and winning the division. Now for the Super Bowl, there's some long odds, as you can imagine, plus 15,000. So if you put 20 down on the Lions to win the Super Bowl, what would that net you? I
if you put what, $20?
$20 on plus 15,000. How do you, I don't know how to do the math on that.
It's 20 hours times 15.
Is that what it is?
I think something like
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. So, it's plus 7,000 for them to win the NFC. So the odds are, half as good.
Right.
The odds to win the division, plus 1,200. All right. So things are looking a little bit better. But their overall win total that they've set is at 6. And in doing so, and I'm trying to find that I wrote it all down in regards to the games that they were supposed to, or that they were actually going into favored to win. And it's, they're only favored in 3 games.
Can I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for reading the prep. I'm just kidding.
I would guess Washington at home, Jacksonville at home, and maybe Seattle at home. That would be the only three I could
think. Okay, you got 2 of the 3. All right, so when they play Seattle, as it stands now, it's Lions -1 versus Seattle.
Okay, so they're favored that game.
Okay, Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Care to guess what the line is on that?
-4.5, something like that?
No, -1.5.
Oh.
Jacksonville at home, too.
Yeah.
So not a
huge.
Yeah, it's kind of a pick 'em. And then the other one is a division opponent.
Oh, the Bears at home?
The
probably.
Bears at home. Lions -1.5. So they are not favored against
the Commanders.
They're not favored against the Jets.
Well, that's because that's on the road.
But it's much like Jacksonville. It's Jets -1.5.
Right.
On the road. But they're only favored in 3 games. Now, I think last year, they were favored in none going into the season. Ended up with 3 victories. This year, they're favored in 3, so we're showing some improvement.
True. Don't forget, I don't know what the final tally was, but they were pretty good against the spread, though, even though they didn't get a lot of wins because they had a lot of those close games.
Right. So care to guess what the line is against your Eagles to start off the season?
They're probably 5.5, something like that?
Not far off. -3.5 for the Eagles. -1 for the Commanders. -6.5 to the Vikings on the road. Now, that's on the road.
That's on the road.
But
what's the biggest spread they have? Is that going to be at Green Bay?
No, I think
that's
it was
late in the season, right? That's the last game.
Buffalo, I think I remember saying that. It's Buffalo, yeah. Buffalo -9. And then you're right. It is Green Bay on the road, last game of the season. It's Pack -10.
You might want to get on that now because that game might not mean anything for the Packers.
It might not. You never know. And so would you be willing to put $20 on them to either win the Super Bowl, win the division, or win the conference?
I'd put $20 on them winning the division.
Okay. I
mean, obviously, they have a much better chance of winning the division than they do the other two.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's why the odds are lower.
Let's go to, is this Rod? You're on 97 on the ticket.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rod.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm calling about the betting on the Lions to win, make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Win the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. I'll bet $100 on all three.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for that tip about Green Bay. I'll probably do that too. So, and you know what? It makes the preseason fun. It makes the first two or three games of the season fantastic. And then after that, usually it's over. But it makes it fun for that.
Yeah. See how long that that bet holds out?
Yes, exactly. Maybe like 4 weeks. You could be done in a month.
But the first two games are so exciting. So,
that, you know, that's true. When you're betting on a long shot like that,
yeah,
though those early games are crucial.
Well, the early games are crucial, yeah, because, I mean, once you're out, you're out.
Yeah. Well, how about over-unders early games, especially a team that's over-under is six, right?
Yeah. I'm curious if – are you going over or under at, if it's set at six? Now, for these discussion purposes, should we set it at 5.5 or 6.5?
Let's set it for 5.5.
Okay, that so way 5.5.
I'll feel better going over at 5.5.
Okay, I was hoping that we would say that. 5.5, because last year the win total was 3, the non-loss was 4.
Right.
And so to get to the 6, obviously, a 100% improvement by getting to 6 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends on how they get there. There's correct. A lot of variables that we're not going to get into right now, but if they do hit the over for you, just barely, at 6, is that a successful season?
I wouldn't call it a successful season. I wouldn't call it a complete abject failure either, because you said, all right, we're doubling our wins. So we go from 3 to 6. So next year we got to double
six
it again
to 12.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it depends. If they're like start off like 5-1 and then don't win one game the rest of the year, that would be disappointing. If they play like crap, you know, what I want to see out of them, and I'll say this probably 1,000 times before they kick off first weekend in September, I just want to see them turn into a really a good football team where you can see something there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that happens with wins. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right. So I want to ask our listeners, 248-539-9797. You can also text it in. It is, if the Stoney and Jansen line is at 5.5, and that's the over-under win total for this year for your Detroit Lions, you're taking the over, you're taking the under, and why?
All right. By the way, before we go to Heatherwood News, I just want to throw this at you, John. The opening lines for college football week one are out.
Oh.
I saw. Michigan State, who plays on September the 2nd against Western Michigan. What do you think the line of that is?
I'm going to guess 17.5.
You're close. 19. Spartans are favored by 19 points.
Okay.
Also, September 3rd, which Michigan opens up their season against the powerful Colorado State Rams.
Mm-hmm. New coach, new team.
New coach, no team. You know, the basketball team beat them, you know, in the first round of the NCAAs.
Yeah.
Michigan did. So, you know, Colorado State, they're after school revenge. I saw the line, and where is it? Oh, here it is. Oh, God. I don't know where the hell. It was very high.
I was going to give them the same. You know, I don't know that I like to go much above 17.5, but
here it is. I'm sorry. It's 30.
Oh, okay.
30 points.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah. And the most intriguing early game line I saw was Georgia-Oregon.
Yeah.
At the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Week one.
In Atlanta. And that line I saw is 16.5. The defending national champions are favored by.
Wow.
16.5.
Oregon, new coach.
The former Georgia defensive coordinator.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's interesting. I might take the under on that one.
97-1 the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!